Graham, you want to give me another audio check here real quick?
Yeah, can you hear me, James?
Yeah, okay. I was just boosting you a little bit so I could hear you better.
All right. Good deal.
All right, so we are at 3 o'clock. This is a meeting of the Alliance Regional Water Authority Technical Committee. That's our regular scheduled meeting that we are holding today via Microsoft Teams. So thanks for everybody for joining in. As it's 3 o'clock and we have quorum, let's go ahead and call this meeting to order and let's begin with roll call, please.
Mr. William, he indicated that he may be late in joining us, if he's able to join us at all. Mr. Earp?
I'm here.
Mr. Taggart?
Here.
Mr. Ramos?
Here.
Mr. Lillibridge?
Here.
Mr. Taylor?
Here.
And Mayor Hahn. And he won't be able to join us today either. But we do have quorum. Just a reminder, if you're not speaking, please keep your microphone on mute. And otherwise, we will continue forward with the meeting.
All right. Public comment period. Is there anybody that's in attendance that would like to speak during public comment? So I will pause and give you a moment to chime in.
I have not received any emails either with anybody wishing to make public comment.
Okay. Hearing no public comments, we will move on to the consent agenda. Move to approve consent.
Second.
Is that Mike Taylor?
Yes.
Okay. Moved and seconded by Mike Taylor. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right, motion passes unanimously. Graham, I'm only going to call for a roll call vote if there's a nay vote.
Okay, that works.
That way you can tell who's voting for, you know, how. We have no presentations to the committee, so that brings us to item number F1, which is update possible direction to staff regarding authorities phase 1A project. Jason Beamer.
Good afternoon, everyone. So the biggest thing that we've been accomplishing here over the last couple of weeks is related to getting in the spare parts and the redundant equipment for the booster pump station. We're still working through an issue with the SCADA access system, and I'm hoping to have a clear response back from some of our consultants by the end of the week on that so we can hammer out the last of those details. That pretty well rounds it out for the booster pump station. We've been doing item testing specific systems like pressure transducers and, chemical feed pumps and that sort of thing. And all of that has been pretty successful. There were a few little glitches, but we've been able to work through all of that. And then regarding the segment B pipeline, we're approaching 6,000 feet of that being put down now. And, that's just a example picture from, a section of the pipeline there. So that's really all I have. I'm happy to answer any questions.
All right. Doesn't sound like I hear anybody asking for the floor. I don't see any specific direction on this. It was mostly just an update, it appears.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
All right, so we will move on to item number F2, which is update on phase 1B by Ryan.
Ryan, I'm going to let you go ahead and jump in. I don't have anything to add to your presentation today.
Very good. Shall we just track on the screen with what's in the presentation packet, or do you want me to share my screen?
I will pull up the presentation here in just 1 second. And we can
sounds
just,
good.
I'll try and keep on track with you.
All right,
hopefully you're good to go now.
Yeah, thank you. Afternoon, everyone. some ongoing progress on the update today, and then we do have one design contract, final design and procurement phase for the Segment C pipeline. Starting with ongoing progress, wanted to start by giving an update associated with the current COVID-19 situation. Going back now a few weeks, we were directed by Graham to reach out to the various program consultants and get input from them regarding, you know, this was really about the time that everyone was considering or possibly actively starting to transition to working from home and a lot of that associated process. And so we reached out to our various consultants to get updates from them, and of course have been talking regularly to them since to just get a sense for their concerns with the current situation as far as how it may impact anything from schedule or other risks in their minds. And really the big takeaway so far has been, you know, that most consultants have been able to make the transition fairly smoothly from normal office procedures to now working from home and getting up and running efficiently from their homes. So for the most part, some concern about, you know, how the efficiency of working remotely, particularly when they're trying to develop large plan sets and a lot of those things. So might be, you know, as we're actively tracking, might be some schedule slippage that comes with that. But as we're having week to week conversations right now, no major concerns have been expressed so far. But once again, all dependent on how long this pans out. And of course, we'll continue to talk regularly, the consultants, and keep you all informed. On the land acquisition side, a couple of things to say there. Generally, no major concerns thus far with regards to the land acquisition, the right-of-way team doing their work, and the associated services as well. You know, there's been maybe a mixed bag of a few landowners that, as the situation's developed, have been less responsive, possibly because of the current situation. Some that have actually maybe been more responsive because, I guess, by virtue of them being home and being able to engage a little more actively, at least pick up their phone and that sort of thing. So nothing major so far. There's maybe just some other more things that tie into the actual process, such as the county offices are limiting access right now. So getting title documents and some of those things, and as title research and related work has to be done, has slowed down a bit, but overall no major concerns, just little ones like that. And you know, once again, continuing to just track that as we go. The last item I'll touch on with regards to this is the legal process. As y'all are probably well aware, the county courthouse is the civil docket for now is suspended, and, you know, no dates determined as of yet for any rescheduling, at least on anything that we have in the mix right now, which includes a couple of temporary injunction hearings that maybe would have taken place. One would have taken place last week, for instance, but has been delayed for the moment. So this is maybe the one big question mark at the moment, you know, between temporary injunction for rights of entry, and of course anything related to condemnation, you know, doing all that we can on our side of it, but also, you know, the when it comes to scheduling anything through the courts right now, that's just on hold. So more to come on that as we know more, but for the moment that maybe represents the biggest schedule risk in our minds. Any questions on any of that before I move on? Okay. With regards to consultant contracting, of course, the one contract on the agenda today, nothing immediately on the horizon otherwise. You know, I expect within a couple months that'll pick up again, but we're through a very large slug of final design contracts here over the last several months. So keep you posted on that. And then with regards to milestone reviews, we have received and reviewed the draft engineering feasibility report for pipeline segment C, and we'll be going over comments with them next week. And then pipeline segment E, the draft feasibility report is being submitted this week, so we'll be starting that review process with them as well. Quick update with regards to the Water Development Board. Just a quick status update on reviews and other things in the mix. With regards to engineering feasibility reports, the water treatment plant was recently approved. The EFR for the booster pump station is currently under review. We're expecting comments within the next week or so on that. Hopefully get that approved here shortly as well. And the EFR for the raw water infrastructure, they are wrapping up some final comments there. So we expect we'll be submitting that here pretty quickly to the board as well. So got a pretty active queue with them on the review side. And so far, no concerns with regards to how the COVID-19 situation is impacting the review process. But, you know, we'll certainly keep you updated if anything changes there. And then last thing to touch on, the next release of funds, number 6, is being prepared currently. That'll include the acquisition for the booster pump station, the funding associated with that, and as well as the water treatment plant final design contract now that that EFR is approved. With regards to rights of entry and route analyses, generally, A, B, and D, we are entirely there or just about there. And really same goes for segment E at this point as well. Really just a few parcels where there's a little bit of remaining field work on segment E. One remaining parcel on B that has some environmental remaining. So segment C, nearly all of the environmental work has been done. And of course, we have nearly all the rights of entry. There's just some remaining environmental cultural resources work to be done on several of the parcels, but we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel overall on the transmission pipelines. And then on the well field, getting the majority of the rights of entry in place now, the field work will likely be starting here in the not too distant future. On easement acquisition status, you can see here in the snapshot, really the appraisals and offers are out for nearly every parcel on A at this point, all but one. Segment B, we're roughly halfway there, a little less than halfway there. And for both of those parcels and on D as well, a lot of activity right now between be it counteroffer process or several actually here even in the last couple of days that have come through for final execution. So plenty of activity on those three segments right now, still a ways to go. No major concerns to mention at the moment. Questions on any of that information before we move on to contracts?
Yes, I had one question. It's Tom Taggart. In relation to the well field and the right of entry requests, I guess, is that just a matter of processing those? I mean, obviously, we own the well field property, correct? So there's not an issue with getting rights of entry other than just processing them.
Sorry, just to clarify, Tom, you're absolutely correct. For the first four wells, those are all on Alliance's property, so no right of entry required there, or essentially it's taken care of already. This would be for the future well locations and well pipelines through those corridors out to the future wells, essentially. So those, what the well field work is certainly not schedule critical for phase 1B, but getting those easements in place for that future infrastructure is just one additional directive for the land team and the related consultants are working on right now.
That makes more sense. Thank you.
Sure.
And this is Graham. I'll add a little insight to that, too. For the actual well location, getting those rights of entry, there's just a few connecting parcels, which we still lack rights of entry. I also wanted to touch on backing up to segment A and the alignment confirmation. We've gotten preliminary results back from the hazardous material studies that were done, and it was all good news. Nothing exceeded the lower limits, and so it appears that we're going to be able to put all the dirt back in the trench if that's what we want to do in those areas. But we're awaiting their final report. But the bottom line is there's going to be no reroutes that are necessary through those parcels, which is exactly what we expected, but it's good to get that confirmation.
Okay, on then to the consulting service contract. Once again, this is for pipeline segment C. BGE is the design consultant for this segment. Segment C represents the longest overall pipeline segment and in a lot of ways the most complex, given that it encroaches well into San Marcos and Kyle, into areas that are already well developed or will soon be well developed. So a lot of coordination, even through the preliminary phase, a lot of coordination already with developers and a lot of significant permitting requirements associated with this particular segment. So all the other four segments have been approved for final design and procurement at this point, segment C representing the last one on the list. Scope of work, similar in concept to all of the other pipeline contracts. The 60, 90, 100% design milestone submittals, procurement phase, all of the field work required for the development of the design of the pipeline. And once again, as with the others, we'll be coming back at a later time to get a work order in place for the construction phase services. Supplemental services include several items and hitting the highlights, additional field work as needed, an allotment for that, an allotment for general engineering design, all of these, of course, just on an as needed and as approved basis, eminent domain support, and additional meetings, among other things. So looking at the summary of fees, as I mentioned a moment ago, this does represent the most complex and also the highest anticipated construction cost segment. And so the fees here reflect that in comparison to the other segments approved to date. As with any of these consulting contracts, you know, we've gone through multiple iterations with BGE in scope review and fee negotiation with, of course, Graham and Jason's input throughout that process. The original proposal you see here, basic services of about $2.7 million. The original proposal was at about $3.2 million. A portion of that, probably about roughly $100,000 of that, was moved over to supplemental. And the rest of that from, I guess, the remaining 3.1 was reduced down to what you see here in basic service. This is just through scope clarification, fee negotiation, and just working with the consultant to get through that process. So as we've done with prior pipeline contracts, you know, we evaluated the effort anticipated based on an engineering effort on the order of about 7 to 8% from preliminary engineering all the way through the construction phase. BGE falls pretty well in line with the other consultants in that same range. You know, they're at this point about 4.4% based on the cost projection. Of course, we have one more work order to go for the construction phase services, but very similar here to what we've seen with the other consultants, anticipate we should be more than covered versus the program budget from that standpoint. With that, I'll take any questions.
This is Mr. Ramos. I'm glad you elaborated on the fact that it's a large section of the pipeline, you know, 22 miles. One of the questions I have was this question escaped me. I was going to ask you. this segment fee, is that also with the GBRA? Because I know some of these segments, you know, are combined GBRA Alliance, and some are just Alliance. So this one is going to be combined with GBRA, correct? Because this one also goes to GoForth, or no? What is this?
Actually, no. GoForth receives water through segment B. Segment C is actually the one pipeline segment where there is no GBRA participation.
Okay, so this is ours. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to know.
Okay. All right. Is there anybody else that has a question for Ryan before we move on? All right. In that case, so we have procurement services, and I guess we have to do the bids for the construction project separately. Graham, I can't open both of those at the same time.
That's right. We're not actually going to ask for action on that, just an update on that one. So it's just the one.
So the only one we need to take action on is item number F3, which is to approve the work order with BGE for the segment C.
That's correct.
I'd entertain a motion to approve.
Tom Taggart will make that motion.
I'll second Mr. Ramos.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. It's open for discussion. All right, all in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. Item number F4, update possible direction regarding the bids for the Phase 1B well construction project.
Sure. Anything to say right offhand, Graham, or shall I jump right in?
I'll let you take it.
Okay. So as indicated there in the packet, we received proposals April 2nd, received three bids. The engineer's cost projection on this was about $3.2 million. So you can see here from the range received fell right in line with generally within that overall stretch or range of numbers received from the three bidders. So as it stands right now, this is a competitive sealed proposal process. So actively, the design consultant and others comprising the review committee are reviewing the packages received. So these will be scored not only for cost, but also for background and experience, safety, among other things. So anticipate, as far as the overall schedule is concerned, that the scoring should be wrapped up by middle, probably this time next week. So everything should be set up in time to go to the board meeting the following week.
All right, any questions for Ryan? All right, thank you, sir. Moving on to item number F5. Update on all of the things.
Well, all the things except it's kind of quiet. The Gonzales District is scheduled to meet next week. It looks like they are going to do an online or a virtual meeting for the first time for that. So we'll attend it that way. Plum Creek is scheduled to meet in about 2 weeks from now. And then GMA 13 has been canceled their next meeting from May. The COVID and lifting of some of the restrictions to allow for an in-person meeting there. The regional planning group, I should have put this in there, but they have changed to virtual public meetings to get feedback on the plan instead of in-face meetings, which were planned for 3 weeks in May. So that opportunity afforded. And otherwise, I don't have any update for GBRA or Hays County, CAPCOG, or the other items there.
Okay. Any questions for Graham on the update? Executive Director report?
Well, not much other than the typical. We will hold, that should say April. We'll hold our April board meeting virtually again, just like we did last month. Looks like as of now, the restrictions will still be in place through the end of April. So we're planning around the virtual meeting. And otherwise, attached are all of our consultant invoices paid and change orders approved here through the March timeframe.
Okay. Item number H, which is committee member items for future agendas. Any takers?
I guess would James have one thought that I'd like to at least kind of have entertained? In relation to the financial markets, I mean, obviously there's a lot of movement in those surrounding a lot of the actions by the Fed, and those are likely to translate into interest rate effects in many cases, and it probably would be a good idea to get an idea how that, you know, would or wouldn't affect the SWIFT funding in terms of their buy downs and what levels we may see those at, and if there's any reasonable expectation that we'll see savings versus what had been projected.
Yeah, I think that's okay. It's probably worth hearing a report on that at some point. I would agree. So, I mean, go ahead, Graham.
I'll look into it and report back at our next meeting.
Yeah, I think the obvious answer is yes, we'll be able to have lower interest rates than we had projected.
Well, it's kind of funny because they're bouncing around a little bit, and you know, municipals may not be tracking the way they would normally track, you know, versus private debt. So it's not as simple as I would think.
All right. Anything else? All right. Do we need executive session, Graham?
No, sir. Not today.
Then that brings us to the end of the agenda, and we are adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for attending.
Thank you. Thank you.